Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Well, he is here, Mr. Doug Oster, and he's ready to talk to you about everything that is gardening. We're going to get to it right away, and that number to talk to him, 866-391-1020. A great guest coming up in our second and third segment. He'll tell you all about that in a moment. But if you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you will win yourself a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles. Here he is, star of the show, Doug Oster, DougOster.com. Tis the season as of tomorrow's December 1st.
Jeez.
Isn't that amazing?
And I'm still out there planting bulbs.
We know you have an issue.
Yes, okay. I do have an issue. I've made a dent in my bulb planting, but I actually got my leaves blown off yesterday. I had to do it yesterday because I heard there's going to be rain today, and I was like, it's been so windy, it's been impossible to blow the leaves. I got that job done. I'm gonna really hit it hard today and get most of those bulbs in today. I hope I can. I don't know what the weather situation is. I looked yesterday, it said rain mid afternoon, but we'll see what happens. And I'll be glad. Actually, it's so funny. I have those bulbs like hanging over my head because they've got to get in here. Like Rob said, geez, it's gonna be December 1st, they should all be in the ground already, but this is what happens to me every year. I procrastinate, but I'm already looking, like if I could get these in, like everybody has bulbs on sale, I could pick up 100 or so others. There's a company that I order from all the time. It's called Van Engelen, and it's where I get bulk bulbs, and they've got like 100 daffodils for like $36, and you know, whenever you're paying less than a buck a bulb, you know you're getting a good deal. And there's a couple varieties of daffodil in there I love, but I can't even think about that until I get my bulbs planted. But I wanted to talk about this really cool sale. I've talked about Gary Ibsen before. I talked to him about him a couple months ago. He was a friend of mine, and he passed away. He ran a company with his wife, Dagmar Lacey, called Tomato Fest. And they've got now 400 different types of tomatoes, and every year they have a sale early in the season like this. And Gary and I were email friends for years. We had never met, but he used to have this Tomato Fest, and actually Clint Eastwood in Carmel, California, had helped him with this Tomato Fest. He had named a tomato after Clint Eastwood. I gave it away a few years ago, called Clint Eastwood's Rowdy Red. And we shared a love of course, heirloom tomatoes and time spent on the water. Before his back went bad, he's about 10, maybe a little bit more, a little bit more than 10 years older than me. But he used to love to be in his canoe, and he would love to. He would always email me when I put pictures of my kayak up on Facebook. And even though I have, again, a desk filled with tomato seeds, I'm always ordering a couple others from his from Tomato Fest. And I was just so sad last year to hear about his passing. He had a pacemaker, and he had sent out an email saying that the pacemaker, the defibrillator part of the pacemaker, kept going off, and they were telling him that his time was short. But I'm so excited that his wife Dagma is continuing his work. And when I worked for the Tribune Review, and I read this before, but I love it so much, and it explains what kind of guy Gary was. But I'll never forget how he started this talking to me, because I had screwed up the time. I didn't realize he was in California. I thought for some reason he was in Indiana. I'd set up this interview. And so here's how that article starts. Gary Ipsen was surprised to hear from me as he picked up the phone in his California home. We'd scheduled a morning interview, but neither of us realized that we were in different time zones. At the time, he was 74, co-owner of Tomato Fest, and was in the middle of his morning ritual with the love of his life, Dagma Lacey, and asked if I could call back in 30 minutes. And then he just, when I called back, I asked him, well, what is your morning ritual? And this is the part I love. This is what Gary was. And he said to me, at 6:40 a.m., I start to make Dagma's tea, he says. At 7 a.m., I slip into the dark bedroom, put her pot of tea on her bedside table, then wake Dagma with a kiss and whisper, good morning, Dagma. Here's your tea to start what I hope will be your best day. Then I close the open window, turn on the heat, or start a fire on the wood-burning stove, fluff up her pillows, give her another kiss, and then return to the office. That's Gary Ipsen, and I just love that, and I've read it before, but I just love it. Now, I can no longer find that article on the Tribune Review's website. It was there for a long time. If there's anybody out there that's a computer expert that could dig that up for me, I would love to see it again. I'm glad I saved that when I could find it. And so when I was looking at the catalog, I think it was last year or the year before, I was so surprised. There was a tomato in there called Acres Plum, and it's a reading the listing, it's a family heirloom saved by Carl Aker, who is a friend of mine and used to call into the show all the time. He has passed away since. And he loved to fish, and I visited him a few times at his garden in Monroeville. But here's the description from the catalog for Acres Plum. And I love this, like, growing stuff from Pittsburgh, and especially from someone who was a friend of mine. I couldn't believe when I saw this. So here's the description. These tomato seeds produce a healthy, long-lasting, regular leaf tomato plant that yields abundant crops of 2.5 to 3.5 inch, 6 to 8 ounce, brilliant red, jumbo, plum-shaped tomatoes. These tomatoes have thick, meaty walls with excellent taste, a fantastic multi-purpose tomato suitable for juice, cooking, salads, and this is from the catalog. Several gardening friends consider this tomato variety one of their top choices to include in their tomato garden each year. So that's from Carl Aker. Well, then I looked at the catalog a couple days ago, and there was another one in there called Acres West Virginia. So Carl had sent him seeds to this, and Gary just didn't put any seeds in his catalog. He would grow them out. He would test them. He would taste them. Like I said, there's 400 varieties in there now. Used to be 600. So here's the description of this one. Originally from West Virginia, these organic tomato seeds produce a vigorous, highly productive, regular leaf heirloom tomato plant that yields excellent set of large 10 to 16 ounce deep red, slightly flattened tomatoes in clusters of 2, Fruits show little or no cracking and have a well-balanced sweetness to acidity. Delicious, robust flavors. So I just, you know, I have to grow both of these, even though I grow lots of different tomatoes, but just something that's connected to me, just that I knew Carl. And then for us from Pittsburgh, and there's one other tomato in there that I talked to Gary about when he released it, and it's called Anthony's Passionate Heart. And Gary was a fan of Anthony Bourdain. And after the chef's death, he found this tomato and named it Anthony's Passionate Heart. At the time, Gary just told me how much he was moved by these shows that he would watch of Anthony Bourdain. And from the catalog, here's what Gary said. Anthony Bourdain was an American celebrity chef, author, and television personality who explored the cuisine, culture, joys, and essentials of human existence around the world. He was an icon to me and many others who love food and cooking as a most enjoyable way of gathering people together to celebrate our humanity. So that's how we created this Anthony's Passionate Heart. And from this tomato breeder, a friend of Gary's called Jeff Dawson. And it's a cross between Sun Gold, which is a tomato we talk about all the time here, and Amish Paste, and which are two great tomatoes. And over the years, first they called it Amish Red, then it changed to Red Buddha, and now it's after 7 years, it was stabilized, and it's this beautiful Oxart tomato. So that's Tomato Fest. All that information is at DougOster.com. If you want to order some seeds from them, take a look at that catalog, because if you're growing from seed, like so many of us do, you can find something so unique and wonderful in there. Now, when we come back, my guest is Sandra Mao. She's author of this book called Vibrant Harvest, and it's all about growing vegetables and their beautiful color. We're going to have a great, great talk.
By the way, isn't that how Cindy wakes you up every day? Oh, yeah. I got to mention Old Economy Village. You love them. I love them. Next weekend, Christmas in the Village.
Yeah, Old Economy. That's something everybody should see. I do love that place. And I've done things out there for nearly...
long time.
Yeah, 30 years. Tried to help them do programs. I did a video out there this year for my TV show, which you can see, again, on my YouTube channel or through DougOster.com. But Old Economy, it's one of those places sometimes where people, oh, I went there when I was a kid. But it's such a deep history, rich history.
Incredible.
Yeah, and beautiful, especially for Christmas. And just a cool place that it's been preserved in Ambridge there. Really cool.
You know, it'll give you a whole new appreciation of gardening, too.
Oh, yeah.
They
do. You can go now. You can go now. But also, they have the most beautiful gardens. Really well done. And you can see, you can check out the video. Last time I was there, I know we're ready for a break, but last time I was there, I saw something I never saw before, their wine cellar.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is the coolest thing.
It is cool. Anyway, Christmas in the Village next weekend. Both days start at 2, Old Economy Village. Great people in Ambridge. Want to give them a little love. All right, so Doug's guest coming up. We'll take some calls. Stay where you're at. This is The Organic Garden. Well, he's actually The Organic Gardener. I'm just here keeping the lights on. Stay with us, folks.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, I'd like to welcome Sandra Mao to the show this morning. She's the author of Vibrant Harvest, Cultivating a Kaleidoscope of Colors in Your Vegetable Garden with Heirlooms, Modern Hybrids, and More. Sandra, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Doug. Such an honor to be here with you this morning.
Well, I love the book, and I wondered how gardening became your thing. How did you get into gardening?
So gardening has become my thing because it ties so deeply to my childhood. I grew up with my parents and my grandmother, and some of the happiest memory that I have is come from my grandmother's garden. She had this gorgeous garden with a giant logan tree. And I remember every morning I would run in the garden, harvest jasmine for her, and we would sit together and on the bamboo crate underneath the logan tree, and she started sharing stories. And those memories stay with me. And as I grow older, I just found myself wanting to create this space, my own garden, and to reconnect with nature and, you know, feeling peace and joy. And that's really where it started everything.
Well, a lot of people, when they're younger and they're in a garden, they don't like it. But it sounds like you loved it when you were growing up.
Yes, I really enjoy it. Really enjoy the fruit tree. That's why I have a lot of, a few of the fruit tree that I grew up with in my backyard right now, and also some of the vegetable that my family really enjoy.
So what inspired you to write the book? How did that transition from being a gardener to a writer happen?
The reason that I wrote my book, the main reason, is I want to show people that growing vegetable garden doesn't have to be, you know, plain green or boring. And sometimes gardening can be so intimidating to some people. But they are such a beauty in a lot of colors, and especially when you grow the variety that you not often seen at the grocery store.
We're talking to Sandra Mao. She's the author of Vibrant Harvest, and the book is beautiful, and all the photos are amazing, too. Talk a little bit about that love of color. I think gardeners in general have a love of color, but your love of color and the colorful harvest.
Yes, I love things colorful, and for me, colors always bring joy. And either in the garden or in the kitchen, and my kids love to explore different colors of vegetable. And just like a quote in my book that I say that the color of your garden, it really immediately impact your mood. And, you know, the color of the harvest just, you know, in the garden, it just makes me feel magical.
Tell me a little bit about your garden, things that you love to grow or combinations of things you like to grow.
As of right now in fall, and I don't really have a lot of colorful flowers, but I love to grow colorful vegetable instead. So some of my favorite combination is the purple kohlrabi or purple Japanese mustard, because the contrast of purple is like really stunning. And I also like to grow colorful cauliflowers like cheddar, the orange one, graffiti, the purple, and the green one as well. They look like a beautiful bouquet. And rainbow vegetable and also colorful sweet chard is also one of my favorite. I love the color and also the flavors. And it just make the harvest basket so vibrant. And also another crop that I really like to add it to the garden is colorful kale, either edible kale or ornamental kale. It's like really add and color pop in the garden.
Well, for us in a winter climate, kale is what we're growing right now, both ornamental and edible. And you're right. They just have such beauty. And when you talk kohlrabi, that's a gardener's vegetable, you know. Not everybody knows about a kohlrabi. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you're enjoying those mustard greens too, because those are two things that I love in my garden, especially out in the east here in our cool weather gardens. But one of the things I saw in your book were the eggplant, and I just think eggplant are one of the most beautiful vegetables, and the ones you have in your book are stunning.
Yes, eggplant is one of my favorite summer crop to grow, and especially the one that I list on my book is the fairy tale eggplants. They grow in cluster, very beautiful purple, and it's really compact. The flavor is really sweet, very productive, and it's only take about 50 to 60 days to mature. It's really grow fast and great for container too.
I also saw in the book two bean varieties that are my favorites that, again, they go along with your whole theme of the vibrant colors in the garden. Dragon's Tongue Bean and Cherokee Trail of Tears. Cherokee Trail of Tears, I've been growing that thing since mid-1980s, and that's one of my favorites. How do you discover these different vegetables?
I would say online really, introduced me into different varieties. And as well, when I visited the local nursery, I see like different variety and I just want to grow them. And Dragon Tongue and Tongue of Fire is like really beautiful color. It's tender, beautiful, and also easy to grow. Colorful long bean as well. I love to grow in the garden.
Tell me about the long beans, because I read about them. I've never tried to grow them. Are they any harder to grow than a regular bean?
No, not at all. I think it's the same thing. It's almost like you're growing a pole bean. The bean is really, you know, texture, tender and sweet. And especially in Southeast Asia, we use a lot of yard long bean in our kitchen. You can also eat it raw, just like regular green bean. And it's very, very productive too.
When we come back, we're going to continue our talk with Sandra Mao, author of Vibrant Harvest. I want to pick her brain about favorite tomatoes and other things in the book, so stay tuned.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's make it the 10th caller. 412-922-1020. Going to win an amazing $25 gift certificate. Perfect for this time of year from Janoski's, where they're getting ready for their Christmas open house December 6th.
We're joined again by Sandra Mao. She is the author of Vibrant Harvest, Cultivating a Kaleidoscope of Colors in Your Vegetable Garden with Heirlooms, Modern Hybrids, and more. And Sandra, I've got to pick your brain about favorite tomatoes because you had some beautiful ones in the book.
Yes. Oh, talking about tomato. Love growing tomato in the garden during summer. I have a few varieties that I grow every single year. First, it's Sun Gold. Sun Gold is everyone known that it's like sweetest orange cherry tomato. And another one that is also really popular in my garden and also on my page as well is the Chocolate Sprinkle. Really beautiful, orange, crunchy, and sweet, very productive. And another one of my favorite cherry is a Husky Cherry Tomato. It's hybrid, very productive, and it's best for tomato jam and sauce. I just have a lot of them at the end of the season that I make tomato jam and can it, save it for the holiday season. Another one is the Cherokee Purple, which is, I think, it's everybody's favorite. It's a classic heirloom flavors.
Well, Sun Gold is my wife's favorite tomato, and certainly Cherokee Purple is up there too. Those are great tomatoes.
Yes.
So tell me about the process of writing the book. Was it hard? Was it a hard job?
it's hard. I took all the photo in my book because, like, you know, it's easy. I can just run in the garden and snap photo anytime. Writing the book, it's so relaxing. I have about 8-9 months to write. But the most challenging about writing the book, because I need to also grow along. You know, some crop will grow well 1 year, but not the other year. So that is the most challenge for me.
The photography is spectacular in the book.
Thank you.
Really wonderful. But that changes the way you look at the garden, because if you have to get up every morning, you're thinking, I got to get out there and get that photograph of that eggplant, or later in the afternoon, oh, that those tomatoes look perfect. A lot of time spent in the garden taking pictures, right?
Yes. And also sometimes it's a sudden day, the lighting is different, so it's a little challenging. I have a few of the photo in the book, the photographer have to pick time to come in the garden and snap, but the majority of the photo I did it. I think it's also very convenient to, you know, when to snap the photo of the seedling that just emerge, it just grow. Yeah.
So when you were putting the book together, what did you hope that readers would get out of the book?
I just want the reader to feel inspired and empowered, that gardening doesn't have to be, you know, complicated or intimidating. Gardening, it can be really joyful, colorful, and also creative. And also another thing is, my book is also kids friendly. And I also want people, especially parents and grandparents, you know, to garden with children, with your kids, creating memory, explore new variety. Because a garden can be just vibrant, like a living canvas.
What's the best way for listeners to connect with you and get a copy of the book?
Yes, listener can connect with me in all my platform under Sandra Urban Garden. I have a Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and also YouTube. I share mostly a quick tip, tutorial, garden in inspiration, and a lot of colorful harvest content. And if you prefer longer content, you can find me on YouTube under Sandra Urban Garden. And also you can find my book on major website or bookstore like Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And I also have it linked on my Instagram bio.
Sandra Mao is the author of Vibrant Harvest, Cultivating a Kaleidoscope of Colors in Your Vegetable Garden with Heirlooms, Modern Hybrids, and More. All the information on how to reach Sandra is also at DougOster.com. Sandra, thank you so much for your time, and I love your book.
Thank you so much, Doug, for having me.
That was a very nice interview.
Oh, it was fun. The book is really cool, and I just love all the use of color when planting, and I do a lot of that myself. Like we already talked about Tomato Fest, I was looking at all the different tomatoes over the years that I've grown with the colors, chocolate stripes and dark ones. And then my friend Mark, he found the article about Tomato Fest. I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that up on my website so you can read the whole article.
Well, listen, you're here, there, and everywhere, and I'm making my way home after a marathon day yesterday. Come with Doug Oster to Poland on Route 65. So tell the folks about what you're doing.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be doing these travel trips since 2013, and exploring Poland is going to be awesome. As I've been talking about this trip for quite a while. My wife went to Poland last year with my son, and they just loved it. Oh, Nancy's back. We got to get to her.
We will get to her. right now. Nancy, thank you for calling back. Good morning.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me when to call back. Doug, I have a fairly quick question, I hope. Do you recommend using that wilt proof or whatever it's called on a rhododendron?
It is a good idea. It's a, I forget what they call it, desiccant? Well, anyway, it stops the leaves from drying out. There's nothing wrong with using wilt proof, and I know a lot of people that use it. And Nancy, I do appreciate you calling back. We couldn't get to you in the first couple segments there, but I like that stuff. I think it does well. Now, okay. That being said, though, I have a bunch of rhododendrons. I never spray them. I'm too lazy, but I know lots of people that do it. I know lots of people that recommend it, and there's no negative to using it, so it would work.
Is it too late? I know it said to use it after the temperature's dropped. Is it too late to use it now?
No, you'd be fine to use it now, especially Great. On a day that's like in the 40s and working its way down. This time of the year would be a good time to spray them. Do you have big ones, or are they?
No, I have a fairly young one. It's only been in the ground about 2 years, and I would say I lost about a third of it. This past season. So.
You know, before the ground freezes solid, I would consider also kind of soaking it at the bottom. I'm sure your hoses and everything are probably shut off, as mine are, but maybe you can just take a gallon of water, a couple gallons of water out there, and a little one like that, especially after a serious drought that we had. Giving an evergreen water when you can is very helpful. Because the evergreen, you know, it has those leaves all winter long, and so they are trying to transpire. And once the ground freezes solid, the plant can no longer uptake water. So before we freeze solid, and since it's struggling a little bit, I would do that. And then when you get to the spring, as soon as things warm up a little bit, end of April, I consider giving that a little bit of fertilizer. There's an organic organic one called Holly Tone that I really like a lot.
That's exactly what I use.
Yeah, and just kind of sprinkle it at the bottom. Look at the application rate. It's always important to know what your application rate is because there's no sense in putting too much on. The plant can the plant can only use so much. So when it can't use it, then it just gets washed down into the storm sewer. So just look at that. Kind of scratch it in the bottom. Rhododendrons are shallow rooted, so you just kind of barely kind of rake it in. And I certainly love to fertilize when I know rain is coming. You know, and it's in the spring when you know you've got 2 days of rain coming, putting that granular fertilizer down there is perfect. And then also, mulch would help too, even for the winter. And as we always talk about mulch, it should be a donut, not a volcano, and shouldn't touch the bottom of that rhododendron. But that'll give it the roots a little bit of a blanket. If it was me, I would water it really good, then I would mulch it, and then do your wilt proof. That's how I would do it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I'll call you in the spring and let you know how it
works. All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Nance, thanks for the call. Anybody else wants to jump in here, get in the queue, 866-391-1020. Next hour, it's Sunday Sauce. We're talking pasta on the Coons Cooking Hour. And then, of course, back to some open talk at 9 o'clock, Accurate Solutions, and then a busy day on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. All right. For the love of vegetables, I don't know what's happened to me, but, man, cauliflower. Broccoli, radishes, carrots. I remember never having any of that stuff in my refrigerator, even when my kids were small. I have more vegetables. I mean, I go to Coons Market. I never leave without buying something in the way of a vegetable. What is it with vegetables in me, man? I love them.
You tell me.
I love them. I mean, honestly, I could live off of that stuff. It's the crunch factor. It tastes good.
My wife made a really great turkey soup yesterday with a bunch of veggies and
chunks of turkey in it.
Yeah, I couldn't get enough of it, and these special kind of like sobo noodles and we're trying to use up all the hot peppers. I have a lot of hot peppers since it was getting cold. I decided to pull all the hot peppers out of the greenhouse, pick everything I could. They hadn't turned red yet, and I'm using them everywhere I can. My breakfast. Two people that I travel with and two friends of mine, Larry and Van, I smuggled some stuff back for them. It wasn't really smuggling. They had carry-on only, nothing checked. And so there was like olive oil and these these plates that we bought. And so I took that back in my checked bag. So we met up and they gave me like 3 dozen of really good eggs, like somebody's eggs, like pink ones and blue ones. Nice. And like the real deal. And so I've been making in the morning onions, hot peppers, mushrooms.
That's good for
couple
you.
Eggs, then the bad stuff. A little cream cheese on there.
That's okay. You know, Doug and I, we both have a passion for the hometown bar industry. And listen, in another life, if I could do it over again, as much as I love this, you give me that little bar in the corner of Main Street, I'd be happy to work from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the morning.
And you're not going to get any vegetables there.
I know. I fried onion rings. But listen, the Grant Bar, I did a little blog for them on social media.
Oh, such a cool place.
Never been there, nor did I even know that you did. But got a little bit of a push because people love the place. So I find out today that you've been there.
Last time I was there, I didn't know what I was doing when I was kayaking on the Allegheny. And we're going from Millvale to downtown and back with a buddy of mine.
Right.
And I didn't realize the river was screaming. And so we paddled with the current. Was like, this is awesome. We tried to paddle back to Millvale.
Forget about it.
And I got to where that, like the emergency thing is, and I'm paddling and paddling back, and I'm looking over and I'm not moving. We had to go like, you know, 30 yards and pull over 30 yards and finally got back to Millvale. And I was like, we're going to Grant Bar, and one of their famous things, and it might seem weird to people, but it's really good, turtle soup.
That was my dad's favorite.
Yeah, and that was one of the things they were known for. It was just a cool place, and I was watching some of the TV coverage, just sad to see something like that go, but everything changes. They had a good run.
They did have a good run.
I hope someplace like somebody takes it over and maybe continues it.
I mean, think about it. 90 years.
Yeah.
It's a lot of brew. All right. Dan in Cleveland. Hey, Danny.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Dan? How are you doing in Cleveland? Did you guys get a bunch of snow?
Yeah, we got a bunch of snow, but it's 37 today, and so a lot of it's melting away.
No shoveling?
No, you know, I let the temperature do all the shoveling for me.
You're a smart man.
Hey, so I got a couple of pecan trees. I've never done nuts before. Is there anything I need to know about those?
Boy, I don't really know about pecan trees, to tell you the truth. You got enough space for 2 pecan trees? That's the one thing.
You know, I've got an acre.
That'd be the thing.
An acre and a third.
Okay.
They'll go out towards the front of the yard, and then just kind of, you know, stay away from the fruit trees so that they don't, you know, cover up the apple trees or anything.
Why pecans?
You know, I'll tell you, growing up in the 80s, I loved all the nuts, you know, and I thought, boy, I could make pecan pie and I could make donuts with maple and pecans on the top, candied pecans.
So full sun, you know, well-drained soil, make sure that it has enough space to get to its mature height. You know that they're always going to try and reach their genetic height and width, so don't plan on, they got to be 40 to 70 feet apart. avoid low-lying areas. I'm just looking up some stuff here on pecans because I don't know anything about them. Where did you get the trees locally?
Yeah, I got them locally. There's a green partnership downtown Cleveland that was giving them away. And funny enough, nobody else wanted them. And so I took them.
As long as you give them the space and some full sun, they'll be good to go. You'll be, after a few years, you'll be picking pecans.
I thought they came in a can in a grocery store.
No, you'd be surprised how these vegetables you like. They grow all sorts of different ways. Potatoes underground, garlic underground, carrots underground.
Man, nothing like it.
Cauliflower above ground.
Love it. Oh, really?
Kohlrabi is that's one you should try. You should try because if you're eating cauliflower and radishes.
It's kind of a combination.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, next time I'm at Janoski's, I'll grab some.
Get some kohlrabi. That's like a gardener's vegetable.
Right,
it's awesome.
1 minute, all yours.
Well, it's not too late to plant some things, believe it or not. I know it might seem crazy, but you know me and my bulbs. I am absolutely obsessed with planting bulbs. you know, I've been working on other projects, like I said, like the blowing leaves and things that have to get done. But today, besides working a little bit on the computer, producing a video, I'm going to be out planting bulbs, and I just love it. I love being out there. I love the anticipation. I mean, it's hard work, even with the bulb auger. You know, you're on your knees, you're in the woods. But planting these bulbs now, and if you go to a nursery, if they still have them, you're going to find them cheap. Their only option is to pot them up and use them for Easter flowers or sell them to you. So go get some bulbs. Remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
Sunday Sauce Day. We're going to tell you all about it, plus Wingtopia, because our football team plays at 4:25 today. All of that next on the Coons Cooking Hour after Rob Taylor checks the news at 8 with your Prat Pack 3 minutes away, KDKA.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.